This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're paying tribute to Shebi Singh, who sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 61. He's, of course, a national footballer, but also a football commentator and a broadcast icon, really. And so we've been asking you for your thoughts. Do keep sending them our way. What are your favourite memories of Shebi Singh? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by writer and former sports presenter Andrew Lessey. Andrew, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, but not in these circumstances.
Absolutely. We are so sorry for your loss. How are you feeling?
Very sad, mildly devastated. It was a big shock. I think it was a big shock to everybody. So many people loved him. And I just think the irony of the fact that he was as fit as a fiddle, didn't drink, didn't smoke, was just, you know, such a healthy, I was going to say young man, because he was a young man. It's a salutary lesson, I think, for all of us, but I just don't know what the lesson is.
We thought perhaps we could start by you telling us about when you first met Shebi and what that was like. What are your memories and impressions of him from that time?
My memories of Shebi are nothing other than wonderful. He was fabulous to work with. I anchored quite a lot of football, the Premier League and the UEFA Champions League on ESPN Star Sports and Fox Sports. And Shebi was a constant. He was almost always by my side. And I loved the fact that he was a genuine student of the game. He loved football more than anybody that I think I've ever met in my life. And a student of the game is such a cliche and is so overused, but he genuinely was. And I knew that whatever was happening in any scenario when we were live on air, that he would be able to handle it. He was so erudite in terms of his football knowledge that, you know, he saved, can I use the word ass or ass on air? I'm just asking.
It is said now, so go ahead.
Oh, great. So he saved my ass on so many occasions. We were doing Champions League sometimes and, you know, in the middle of the night, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody's kind of sleepy. We're working split shifts and everybody's struggling. And I knew that if I threw Shebi a name of a footballer that no one else in the studio or in the production crew had ever heard of, he would come back and give us some details. He knew everything about European football. He knew everything about football. He was so good to have in the studio. It's a great loss, but, you know, we've got to celebrate his life rather than commiserate over his death.
Well, on that note, Shebi had a really long and accomplished career in football as well as in broadcasting. What do you think he'll be most remembered for?
That's a very interesting question. I think as far as Malaysians are concerned, the way he represented the national team and the way he played in, you know, league football in Malaysia, he'll definitely be remembered for that. He was an elegant footballer. He was a very good footballer. I mean, he represented Malaysia, I can't remember how many times, 68, 88, and captained the team as well for a long stretch. I think, will he be remembered for that? It depends on the generation, doesn't it? I mean, people over the last sort of 20, 25 years will probably remember him more for his punditry work, for being the face of ESPN, Star Sports, and latterly Fox Sports, and for being a controversial pundit, a contrarian occasionally, somebody who liked to sort of, you know, get out there and say things that other people either were afraid to say or didn't even want to say. So, Yeah, different generations. Those who saw him play remember his elegance, his sure-footedness, his ability to sort of play out from the back, which he did. I mean, in many ways, if you look at him as a sort of prototype of the ball-playing centre-back that has become so popular in the game these days, then, yeah, that's quite a legacy.
So we're seeing this huge outpouring of emotions and memories from fans on social media. Why do you think Shebby holds such a special place amongst Malaysian football fans? I mean, how did he work to establish that kind of relationship that he had, as a pundit, I think, in particular?
I think that for many, many years, he was the foremost football pundit on, if not global, then definitely regional television. And he hailed from Malaysia. He put Malaysia on the map in so many ways. I mean, he kind of polarized opinions on occasions because he was very forthright in his own opinions. And some people loved him. I mean, many people loved him. Some people didn't like him and found his opinions a little bit radical or different or controversial. But that was who he is. He loved doing that. He loved rattling cages. He liked upsetting the apple cart. Sorry, I'm running out of cliches here, but that's actually what he did. He was sometimes deliberately controversial, which was great fun. But there is no denying the fact that, you know, he was one of the most recognizable faces on television in Asia for the best part of a decade. And people tuned in to look at him, to listen to him, to find out what on earth he was going to say next. And that is something that, I mean, you can't buy that kind of talent. You can't buy that kind of personality. And Shebby had all of that. It's such a sad loss to the football community in Malaysia and Southeast Asia and Asia, and also the television community, the broadcasting community as well in the same area, because he was one of a kind.
Andrew, what would your message be to fans who are mourning this loss?
Remember who he was, what he did. I've actually been struggling over the last sort of few hours to I've talked about him to a lot of my friends, and it's so bizarre to have to put everything in the past tense. He was a good person. He was a great guy. He was lovely to hang out with. He was a great friend. I played football with him many times, and he was a complete ass on the football field because he was so demanding, because he was so good, and he expected everybody to be as good as he was. He expected everybody to sort of buy into the sort of tactics that we had established prior to a game. Nobody did, but he did, and tried to keep us all sort of on the same page and working together for the greater good and a singular purpose, but we never did. And he got frustrated, and that was just funny. He was a lovely guy that I always, always looked forward to working with, always knew that I could rely on when we were live on air. No matter what happened, Shebby would deal with it. No matter what I threw at him, he would always come back with a good response. And so I think for everybody out there who, there'll be loads of people, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people who are mourning his loss. And I would say, celebrate his life. Look what he did. Look how he put Malaysia on the map as far as sort of sports broadcasting is concerned, as far as being an excellent footballer is concerned. And yeah, celebrate his life. Obviously, mourn. Be nice to his family. Be good to his family. Respect their privacy at this time. But just try to remember a great guy.
Andrew, thanks for speaking with us today and for sharing all of that.
No, I would like to say that it's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, but not particularly in these circumstances, but thank you so much for having me.
That was writer and former sports presenter Andrew Lessie paying tribute to Shebby Singh, who passed away yesterday. We've been asking you for your thoughts, your favourite memories of Shebby. Do keep them coming. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have Prith on the line. Good evening, Prith.
Hey, good evening. Shebby was awesome. And I'm very sad I have to use the past tense. I first encountered him when we were in school. We just joined some sort of Punjabi community football competition. And he turned up. And not only did he turn up, we were, my team, our team was quite rubbish. And, you know, he said, hey, look, let me play for you guys. You know, and this is an ex-national footballer. And he's, you know, it was just so uplifting, such a cool character, such a, you know, nice human being. So it felt really good. And I think years later, when we saw him doing commentary on the English Premier League and, you know, other football stuff, I just always really liked how he stood up to any intimidation, any sense of verbal bullying from other other commentators or from even the experts broadcasting directly from the UK. He was a very, very brave, because in the sense that I know what I'm saying, I'm technically qualified to say it, and I'm not going to hold back just because somebody doesn't like it. That is not a natural inclination for a Malaysian, let alone for a Malaysian to take onto the international stage. So for me, you know, great guy, great Malaysian, great footballer, and yeah, will really, really be missed.
Prith, thank you for calling. Do keep your tributes, your memories of Shebby Singh coming. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.